25 million adult Americans suffering from some form of urinary incontinence. So what percentage is women?
Well, again, about 80% of those are women. Wow. Again, that number encompasses, you know, all types of incontinence, of which stress incontinence, that incontinence where someone will leak with a physical activity, coughing, sneezing, laughing, lifting something heavy. It's just a portion of it, but that's the one that's probably most common in women. And again, you know, one of the stats that kind of really shocked me is about one out of four women deal with this over the age of 60. And there are everybody, you know, over 60 wants to be active and doing things, and this can prevent that. So, you know, seeking treatment is a good quality of life issue.
And so when you seek treatment, what can be done about this?
Well, absolutely. First of all, you want to kind of just assess what the leakage is. And we talked about them different kinds of incontinence. If it is stress, you know, strengthening pelvic floor is, you know, one of the key mainstays of what we call conservative therapy, that non-surgical type therapy. And a lot of people say, well, I'll just go home and do Kegel exercises, which is great, but they're only going to work about 25% of the time. Now, if you'll go see a specialized physical therapist or somebody that does biofeedback, which is what I like to tell my patients, as you guys know, real common sense kind of person, is it's Kegel exercises on steroids with a computer. And what I mean by that, it's a lot better. They use a computer to kind of make sure that you're isolating the correct muscles. Because again, as I always say, if you're sitting there straining a lot and tightening up your belly muscles, you'll have a great six pack, but you're still going to leak. And that's not going to get where we want to go with the treatment. So that's number one. Number two, behavioral modifications. Again, there are a lot of women that may leak with stress only if they just hold their urine. So they don't go but every 6 hours. If they'll just go every 3 hours, their bladder will never get full. Their muscle's strong enough to manage at that capacity. And that's a simple non-surgical therapy. Obviously, there's surgical therapy. There are many different options for that. And a lot of those get a bad, what we'll call rap. And I think it comes from, you know, advertisements that are out there about mesh. And what you have to understand is a mid-urethral sling, a type of mesh that's put right underneath the urethra in a very discreet area, is actually the gold standard. It's actually approved in a statement by the FDA says that that is what we should be doing for surgical therapy. So those women that are having this don't have to go, gosh, I would never go have a mesh repair because of what I hear. There are many different kinds of mesh repairs, of one which is just for stress incontinence. And that's the one that doesn't have any issue or minimal problems with.
We're talking with Dr. Brent Sharp of Georgia Urology here this morning about female stress incontinence. Now, I would venture to say that most people think that the percentages are higher with middle-aged women, post-pregnancy, menopause, or things along those lines. Is that true?
Well, they are. I mean, again, about 25% of women between that age group, you know, 20 to 40, you know, your childbearing ages tend to have some leakage. But those are the women that we can really help and work on to fix without surgery, but more importantly, then reduce their risk of leaking later in life. So, you know, again, it just it amazed me to figure one in four women over the age of 18 experience some voluntary loss. And that was, again, a shocking number because you don't think of a 22-year-old with this issue.
Sure. You know, when you're talking about different ways to treat this, it sounds like it's very treatable with a pretty good success rate. What do you see coming through your practice?
Absolutely. I tell my patients that incontinence or leakage is a choice. If you want to leak and it doesn't bother you and you manage it conservatively, that's fine. But if you don't want to leak, there are those options we talked about. And again, for, let's say, a lady that's relatively healthy in their early 60s, can do pelvic floor, you know, one pad a day, we probably can get them dry with no surgery. Now, again, if you're more than that, then there are, you know, 3, 4, 5 pads a day. There are surgical options. And those have a success rate of about 80-85%. And that's pretty good for about a 15-minute procedure. And that's about all it is. It takes about 15 minutes to do in the operating room. And you go home the same day and hopefully you're dry within, you know, 24 hours.
All right. Great information here from Dr. Brent Sharp, Georgia Urology. And, of course, they have offices all across North Georgia to help around the state as far as that goes. And how do people get in touch, Dr. Brent?
Well, I have several ways. Obviously, the website is gaurology.com. They can call my office personally at 678-205-8387. Actually, use extension 4501. We'll get them directly into our office. Or if they'd like to see any of one of our partners, we have 43 providers, 30 locations. We probably can help no matter where you're at. And that's the key. We can help if you want us to help.
There you go. Works every time. And we really appreciate all the information you bring with us through Georgia Urology. Dr. Brent Sharp with us. Thanks, Dr. Brent. Hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you so much.